Hi, I'm Rochelle Linnae, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You could have left, you could have checked out, but you stepped up the game. When I tried to push, you pulled me back, you pulled me in every day. I take you in, take it in like a breath, so high.
I'm sat in the Omni Hotel, and my first interview here while on Nashville is Rochelle Linnae.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing so great.
That's good. Tell me a little about yourself. Where you come from? Do you live here? Music and all that type of stuff.
Oh my goodness, that's such a big question. Yeah. I grew up in Kodiak, Alaska, and then Linden, Washington, and then I moved to Nashville quite a while ago, and Nashville's home now.
So what's it like to live in Alaska? Because you just think cold.
Well, that's true. It is cold. But, you know, Kodiak is on an island. And so I grew up with this, like, just rugged beauty all around me, which I think just really fosters creative people and just creativity in those creative people. And so for me, it was like, it was a really great place to grow up.
So did you find your love of country music there, or is it when you left?
I loved country from the time I could love anything. It's really for my family, because my dad would, you know, pull out his guitar after dinner and play country music, and I just have always loved country.
That's great. That's good. So so how many records have you had out? Have you got a couple albums or...?
I have a full-length country album, and we did an EP before that, and most recently, and then I've done some singles. You know, it's sure, a different sure. world these days. But I'm currently working on a new project. I have like 9 songs that I've been getting the mixes back literally this week. So
oh, good.
it's really right around the corner. I'm making the notes on the mixes, getting ready to send it to mastering, and you know, then getting ready to share it with everyone. So I'm in that just like excitement is just like building phase, you know.
So are you working a single now while you've got that coming?
The last single that we put out is Guy in the Sky, and so it's out there right now. It's available for fans. It was a really special song to me. and a really thought-provoking song kind of makes you think about your priorities and just the way that we are as humans, and it kind of like dives into the fact that we all kind of treat God like a vending machine, you know. It's like, hey, like I need this and I need that, and sure. You know, and how cool it is that, you know, he's still there, you know, working for us. The world's going around, you know, we're very blessed. So it's a really good introspective song.
That's great. So is there a video to go with it?
There is, yeah. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lene, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Ooh, we pray for rain, we pray for health, we pray for food up on our shelf, we ask for fame, we ask for money, we pray for luck and pray for love, but it's never enough.
So what's the plans? I mean, do you go gig out a lot?
It's kind of in seasons, you know. So this last season, it's like I was writing a bunch, and then I've been in a recording and creative season. So that's kind of where I'm kind of finishing that up right now, as I said, with the new project. So then the next thing, once that new music is done, is to start booking out some more shows. So
do you go out acoustic or with a band?
Both. Mm-hmm. I do both. I love like rocking out with a full band, but you know, there's also something to be said. It depends on the venue and what people are kind of ready to hear. You know, there's some places where the crowd is just ready to hear you just rock out with that band, and I am ready to bring it for them, you know. But there's other places where that intimacy of, like, sure, an acoustic setting is so valuable. And as a songwriter, for me, like, that's also special because it helps you dive into the lyrics a little more. So,
sure. I mean, I've spoken to quite a few artists as we do, and they've all got bands or they'll do acoustic. I mean, how difficult is it to keep the same musicians, not so much on hold, but able to pull them in when you need them, because you know they've got to earn a living as well, and you're doing your own thing.
Right, and unless you're like on a many, many dates tour, they're going to fill in dates. So the way that it usually works for me is I have people I call first, second, third.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of times I'm able to get my first or second calls, but there's some times when just literally everybody has already, you know, so then you you branch out, you meet new musicians, you're inspired by new musicians. It's just a community here, I think, you know, and you just kind of...
And there's no shortage of musicians in Nashville.
There's not. So, but it's about the hang. So you find like your people that you love to hang with the most, and that are going to be like I said, like the most inspiring and the most that get what, like for me as an artist, that get what I'm doing, you know, and are excited about it, because that's infectious. And like when you're on stage, when we're having fun, that's when the crowd's having fun. When I'm having my most fun shows, I will have more fans being like, oh my gosh, I was having so much fun, you looked like you were having so much fun. And it's like, well, I was having so much fun and that's why, you know. So that's where it's important to find the right musicians.
So do you write all your own material? Do you do co-writes as well?
I do a lot of co-writing. It's kind of the Nashville way. I guess also LA, I guess a lot of co-writing in general in the industry. But I grew up writing since I was like 12 years old, and I at first was kind of turned off to the idea of co-writing. Like, why would I write with someone else? I can write a song all by myself, you know. But then in Nashville, this whole spirit of collaborating and the family that is country music and is songwriters is powerful, because you're not just coming up with your best ideas, you're coming up with both of your best ideas, and there's ways that I'm going to gravitate towards certain thoughts, and then a co-writer could gravitate toward others. But when we put our heads together, we can come up with something totally fresh that neither one of us would have come up with by ourselves. So, long story short, I love co-writing.
Europe. Now, I understand you'd like to come over to Europe and play some more.
I would love to, yes. Yeah, as we were discussing before we started the interview, I haven't gotten to come over and play a lot. I think that would be an amazing next journey for me. So,
well, let's see what we can do with the promoting the video and the music and
the
interview.
New music.
Yes, definitely the new music. And when is that going to be on the shelves, ready to listen to?
I do not have that date for you, because it's been a process. Well, where
could I get a taster before it's ready?
Very possibly. Yeah, but I just don't have that date for you. But like I said, we're getting the mixes back right now, so it should go to mastering within the next, hopefully next week, but maybe next 2 weeks. Okay. And then once you have the music, then you develop the rest of the plan around it. So that's what we're looking forward to.
And what label are you on?
I'm independent.
Good. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that these days. It's
I know you're all about supporting
independence.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's really, really good. Yeah. Well, where can people find more about you?
I do have a website, RochelleLinnae.com. I'm also RochelleLinnae on all of the socials, you know, so Instagram is RochelleLinnae. The trick really is just spelling my name right.
Yes.
Because no one knows how to.
There's also Ray Lynn, which you can get confused with sometimes.
We have gotten some of that before. So it's RochelleLinnae, RachelleLinnae. And that's just, yeah, everywhere. Facebook, Insta, Twitter.
We wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Great.
So.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Brilliant.
I ain't just gonna wait around in a town that's just gonna weigh me down. Friday, I can't shake this headache. Been wearing these heels for 5 days and jumping on command. I just wanna watch the sun drop, sipping on a lemon drop, kicking off my flip-flops, name writing in the sand. I ain't just gonna wait around in a town that's just gonna wait. We'll wake up, I won't put on my makeup. Walk down to the beachfront, hair blowing in the wind. Maybe if we're lucky, baby, we can sail away from dry land. Spend the whole day laughing, cause we're never going back again. No, oh, oh, I ain't just gonna wait, wait around in a town that's just gonna wait, wait me down. Got real big plans, I'm not doing a thing. You wanna feel it too.